five employees of a Houston-based hot sauce company called Bravado Spice left New Mexico about 5 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. James Nelson drove.
We had a phenomenal drive with great sing-alongs and snacks. We were palling around, having a good old time. Then we get back into Texas, and we're like, oh my, there's a lot of snow. And right around the time we get through Fort Worth, we're starting to get to Corsicana. Everything is terrible.
That was at 5 a.m., and he was in a blue Chevy 1500 half cab with his coworkers Jeremiah Tolleran, Ryan Harcourt, Vince Blasco, and Spencer, who claims he only goes by one name. Around noon, they had barely budged.
We have literally been stuck in a icy hailstorm with no movement. And everyone around us is very mad.
They witnessed people urinating in public, throwing trash out the window, and sliding into ditches.
Wait, someone's actually given up.
They totally just exited the freeway and made it onto the feeder without getting stuck. That's the first.
That was a bold move. It paid off.
I'm proud of him. I don't know where he's going to go from here, but I'm proud of him.
Team Bravado Spice had not eaten a thing for 12 hours and were stuck in a 30 to 40 mile backup on the icy highway.
We've been tweeting angrily. We've been doing our best to not resort to cannibalism.
More
to
the fun.
Luckily we have a lot of hot sauce.
Another driver, Jessica Zacek, was on her way home to Dallas from Houston.
I was hydroplaning all over the place. Just even going like 8 miles an hour, I would see the car in front of me start to just slide to the left, and then the next thing, I'm sliding to the left.
She felt helpless and kept seeing her life flash before her eyes. So she carefully got off the highway. All the hotels were booked, so she ended up at a Salvation Army shelter.
I was so uncomfortable and just loud, the creaking cots, people are changing position, like you roll from your side to your back, and it's just sort of scary to be by yourself in that situation.
The Texas Department of Transportation says the backup was caused by 18-wheelers and cars that got stuck on ice-covered inclines along Interstate 45. Michelle Relliford is a company spokesperson.
When the road is completely blocked like that and you can't get the 18-wheeler out of the way, a lot of times what our sand trucks have to do is treat the ground underneath the wheels of the 18-wheeler individually with a shovel, and that can take hours.
There is good news. Jessica Zacek and the truckload of Spice Guys all made it home safely. Dwahli Saikautau, KERA News.